USA Radio News.
Republicans will need to flip just 5 seats in order to win majority control of the House of Representatives, and just need to net 1 seat to overcome Democrats' marginal 50-seat majority in the Senate. The first congressional seats to flip were in Florida, where Republican Ana Paulina Luna defeated Democratic candidate Eric Lynn. The district had previously been represented by Democrat Charlie Crist, who left the office to launch an unsuccessful challenge against Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Here's DeSantis after his victory.
We made promises. We made promises to the people of Florida, and we have delivered on those promises. And so today, after 4 years, the people have delivered their verdict. Freedom is here to stay.
A second seat flipped in the state's 7th district, where Republican Corey Mills came out on top. In Virginia, Republican Jen Kiggins ousted Democratic Representative Elaine Luria. The other incumbent in a toss-up race, Democratic Representative Abigail Spanberger, secured re-election with about 52% of the vote. The deadline for voters to cast their ballots was extended in certain counties across the country Tuesday, stretching out the timeline for midterm results tabulation in Texas, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia. The deadlines were pushed back in some counties to account for polling places opening late Tuesday morning, or because of glitches that inhibited the ballot casting process for some voters. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, 6-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Michigan voters are lining up to cast a ballot in one of the most watched races in the country.
Michigan voters will decide whether they want 4 more years of Democratic incumbent Governor Gretchen Whitmer or change directions with GOP challenger Tudor Dixon. Final Election Day polling from the Trafalgar Group shows Dixon overtaking Whitmer with a 0.3% lead. Governor Whitmer has been traveling the state for several days, pumping up her party with special guests like former President Barack Obama and former NBA player and Michigan native Magic Johnson. Dixon has spent several weeks crisscrossing the state on a bus tour. Former Democrat Tulsi Gabbard and Arizona GOP gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake have endorsed Dixon. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Parts of South Florida are preparing for a tropical storm. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Subtropical Storm Nicole is roughly 400 miles from the Bahamas and is forecast to intensify and hit Florida's Atlantic coastline near hurricane status in the next day or two.
Tesla is recalling over 40,000 Model S and Model X vehicles. A filing with federal regulators says their power steering assist system could fail on rough roads, increasing the risk of crashes. The automaker will push a software update to the cars over the air. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.